Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The blazing energies of light, unleashed when God said, "Let it be," infusion formed the womb of life, the rain clouds and the raging sea. These parted each to its domain, divided by the vault of sky, untamed and turbulent, unchecked, within them life and death would vie. Those waters clothed our planet home, so terrible and yet so fair, the gift without which all would cease, yet placed so fragile in our care. Both sign and sacrament of life, of love awash, poured out and fresh, engulfing all that sin would spawn, while nurturing life in all the rest. Thus evening came and morning came, that second day when waters burst, both flood and freshness for our world, chaste herald of our second birth. Amen. Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, "What is written in the Torah? How do you interpret it? You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself." Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others, and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed, they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, "What is written in the Torah? How do you interpret it? You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself."
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. The gospel preached by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Happy the ones who consider the poor and the weak. Adonai will save them in the day of evil. Adonai will help them on their beds of pain and will bring them back from sickness to health. Adonai will save them in the day of evil. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Happy the ones who consider the poor and the weak. Adonai will save them in the day of evil. Lord, who is my neighbor? A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, robbers left him half dead. Now who was his neighbor?
My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.
Lord, who is my neighbor? A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, robbers left him half dead. Now who was his neighbor?
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. for all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, we pray for all suffering from drought, and we give thanks for the rain that has fallen in other places. Strengthen our commitment to conserve and share the precious gift of water with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.